healthcare can be expensive, but with their sliding scale, your costs are discounted based off your income, regardless of your insurance status. They partner with local pharmacies to give you discounted prices on select medications. The discount program could save you thousands off the cost of your meds. No membership required. Simply get your medications prescribed by a CareArc provider, visit one of their contract pharmacies, and save. At CareArc, they believe healthcare should be affordable. Learn how you can save at carearc.org.
KVUE News Time 8:31. It's Newsmaker 2 time today. We are talking music today, and specifically through the Goodway Gardens concert series. And local musician Alexa Dawson is giving us details here as we speak.
Alexa, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm great. Thank you.
Hey, well, thanks for joining us today.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Well, let's talk a little bit about the concert series that's coming up. And I know that there was grant funding that was announced here for this recently to kick this off. First off, though, I wanted to ask you really your thoughts on adding a new summer concert series here for the community calendar, and kind of your thoughts behind why this is needed.
Well, as a musician and a working touring musician, I know the importance of good venues for artists to play and to be featured. So that was really primarily my motivation in starting a concert series, coupled with the fact that, especially since the pandemic has happened, I think it's more important than ever to get together with our communities and to know our neighbors and to have all ages places for people to enjoy music and for people to be able to perform.
Now, the series started, are you 2 months in or 1 month in now, Alexa?
Officially, this is our first NEA funded.
Okay.
This Sunday will be our first official Goodway Sunday concert series, but we did start it off last month with Sally and the Hurt. Sally's a good friend of mine, and they came to, you know, just kind of help us kick it off and get it going.
So exactly how you mentioned here about, you know, expanding, you know, the music schedule, expanding the opportunities here for local musicians. And how does this partnership work? Who's involved here with the partnership, and who's funding this here now that you have the grant funding in place?
Sure. So Goodway Gardens is a new organization that I have founded, and we are partnered with the Lyon County Historical Society, who is the steward of the Richard Howe House on East Logan Avenue. Down here in on the south, I say down here in my neighborhood in the south part of town. And so the Lyon County Historical Society has, in kind, allowed us to use this property not only for the concert series, but also to establish a garden there at the Howe House. And so we have that going on. We are a fund, Goodway Gardens is a fund of the Emporia Community Foundation. And so the grant was actually awarded to ECF for the concert series. That's kind of how the organization works. Goodway Gardens is new, and the idea is that we will be utilizing unused spaces to put in gardens and create new opportunities for art to be created and enjoyed in Emporia and beyond, hopefully.
So do you have a degree in sustainable agriculture, right?
That's correct.
So this is it's a perfect tie-in then to move forward with this.
Yeah. I wanted to do something that kind of represented the way that I understand, you know, in my personal life, music is really informed by nature, by my love for cultivating plants. I kind of wanted to, as a Potawatomi, kind of share that perspective of kind of decompartmentalizing our ideas about what culture is and how these things all really do tie in together. And I believe that culture is what you cultivate. And so we're trying to cultivate an atmosphere of creativity and appreciation for land.
Yeah, Alexia is a member of the Potawatomi Nation. So any visions for out at the Howe House? Anything, any ideas, any plans?
Oh, absolutely. We have lots of plans. Right now we have a Three Sisters garden going. So corn, beans, and squash is the traditional Three Sisters planting method. So if you want to come, we will be doing a little garden tour on Sunday to show people the varieties of seeds that we're planting. These are seeds that were handed to me from indigenous seed keepers. So it's a real honor to get to grow them out there. And then we have a fall bed that we're solarizing, and we'll be planting into that really soon. We have Weed and Water Wednesdays at 10 a.m. and 7 p.m. So those are opportunities on Wednesdays for the community to come and do some volunteering or just check out what we're doing. And then as far as future plans go, we'd really love to get some food forest things happening with native plants. It's adjacent to the Tallgrass Prairie. So we really want to make sure that everything that we're planting out there is going to contribute to the food system for, you know, not only people, but also the Tallgrass Prairie's inhabitants, the insects and birds and deer and all of that. So food forests and native fruits and trying to establish some permaculture type situations out there to benefit the prairie as well.
Alexa, how many people do you have, I guess, that are maybe part of Goodway Gardens with you, or is this at this point in time maybe a solo effort? And what are some of the partnerships that you've already started developing here for this effort in addition to the Lyon County History Center?
Well, we have, I have a handful of really great helpers. Jordan Storr has been a co-founder with me. We've been talking about this idea for years. On the board, we also have Tiffany Villa, Mark Schondemeyer, Colleen Mitchell. And we've gotten a lot of help from Greg and Lisa at the Historical Society. We have volunteers, you know, different people who come on Wednesdays and on the Sundays to, help with, you know, just working on the information booth or, weeding the garden. So there's lots of opportunities for people to help. And, my partner Kelby Kimberlin has been a huge help to me. So there's, it's definitely a team effort. And nothing that, you know, somebody could do on their own. That is one of the ideas behind it, is that community is really important. And I kind of want to display what we can do when we work together, because I'm not a one-woman show. I really need the help of my community to be able to accomplish these things.
So Goodway Gardens concert series, what are we looking at, the first Sunday of each month, Alexa?
That's correct.
And that'll be, what, 5 until 8 p.m. is the time, I understand that's what we're looking at?
Yeah, the events run from 5 to 8. The concert will start at 7 p.m. on each time, but from 5 to 7 we'll have different activities planned, whether it's a gardening activity. We also have an open mic sign up at 5 o'clock, and then the open mic starts at 6 this coming Sunday. So an opportunity for anyone who wants to come and perform a couple songs to come on and join us and get signed up. Sometimes we'll do an open jam session where people can just bring instruments and play together. So it really is just trying to meet some needs for community and creative expression for everyone.
Do you have any specific musicians here for Sunday?
Yes, this Sunday we're going to be featuring String Days. That is Irene Diaz, Ramiro Miranda, and Riley Day. And so String Days, D-A-Z-E, is their name. And they are energetic and lovely people. And it's going to be a really colorful and wonderful presentation of stringed instruments. But I think it's going to be a few surprises in there as far as the selections. It'll be very enjoyable. We'll be in the shade. It's going to cool off. So I really can't wait for that 88-degree day on Sunday to enjoy some music out in the Howe House lawn.
Looking forward to it. What a great idea, great concept. Well, keep us posted, Alexa, and let us know if there's anything we can do for you.
Absolutely. Thank you so much.
Hey, have a great day.
You too.
Yeah, Alexa Dawson, what a neat idea they got going on here.
Cool stuff.
With Goodway Concerts, and the series will be the first Sunday of every month, and they'll open things up this Sunday, Howe House. big area out there from 5 until 8 this Sunday.
All right. And don't forget, too, that we have one more interview coming up after headlines. We'll have Heather Brown. She's the Chief of Interpretation at the Tallgrass Prairie National Preserve, looking at July 4th holiday activities at the preserve. And then don't forget, In the Garden comes your way a little bit later on here today.